Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Rolene Marks, I've missed you.
I've missed you too. It's just not the same without speaking to you every day. Don't do this
now,
to me.
Now that I've got a massive smile on my face, and now that I'm like the little hen trotting around all very happy with myself, now we can get into the news in Israel.
I'm just very, very curious. What is all the conversation about grass and green and all of that?
Yeah, listeners are weighing in saying, South Africans, it ain't necessarily so bad where you are. The grass is not greener in America. And then followed up by a second one saying, not necessarily better in Israel either. So I've just asked, please justify or give me a couple of reasons to why you're saying what you're saying.
I'm curious about that as well. Well, the grass is not necessarily green at the moment because we haven't had that much rain, but what can I say?
We've got a lot to get through. I'm going to challenge you on the last issue where we talk about George Floyd, but I want to talk about Iranian water. And let's start where you normally do. Let's start with COVID updates.
So let's start with these COVID updates. And Israel has seen an uptick in the amount of infections over the last couple of days. And this is largely attributed to either staff members, pupils, and teachers who have gone to various schools across the country, two in Jerusalem, one in Hadera, one in Be'er Sheva earlier this week, that were infected. In fact, yesterday it was claimed that a super spreader, and I'm going to ask Dr. Myberg to elaborate on what a super spreader is for next week's discussion with Howard. It's rumored that he possibly could have infected up to 100 people. And of course, this was met with a lot of anger from Israeli, saying that perhaps he should be charged with reckless endangerment, and some even saying he should be charged with attempted murder, which is very strong words from Israelis indeed.
Wow,
But at the moment, we have several schools that have been shuttered, and it was discussed earlier or over the last couple of days whether or not all high schools, at least across the country, should be locked down because of the high rate of infections. And the Prime Minister and the Cabinet or the emergency committee that are working on COVID-19 agreed that the schools can remain open. What we will do is continue with the tracking, the isolation, and the lockdown of any areas of high infections. But just earlier today, the health ministry also said that they will discuss the possibility of perhaps closing the high schools. And earlier today, our new health minister, Yuli Edelstein, said that they're going to escalate or expand on the amount of tests being done, including amongst people who are asymptomatic. So let's look at the numbers, because the numbers are important. Since the beginning of the pandemic, we have 17,106 confirmed cases of COVID-19, 285 fatalities, 33 people are in serious condition with 30 on ventilators, 1,195 people are currently infected, and 14,826 have made full recoveries. And also in is that a teacher in Rahat, which is a Bedouin village, the teacher in Rahat High School has been found to have tested positive. He doesn't know how he was infected, but anyone who was in contact with him and, of course, the school are now under quarantine.
Wow. All right. So interesting times. Rolene, the issue of the Iranian cyber plot against Israeli water, which was about 2 weeks ago now, seems to have been way more serious than initially thought.
Well, it is way more serious. It even has made the Financial Times. So little by little, I'm sure as we know more information is allowed to be released, we are learning a little bit more about what was a foiled attack by the Iranians on Israel's water systems. So what the intention was from the Iranian hackers was to poison Israel's water by increasing the amount of chlorine. This is quite terrifying. You know, that we're dealing with our ordinary way of life, opening the tap, having a glass of water, cooking or whatever, but we cannot underestimate our enemy, how organized and how good they are at cyber attack, as much as we are proud of our own side, our own guys and their vigilance and how good they are. But thank goodness this was foiled, because I would hate to imagine what this could have meant for Israelis. But an unnamed Israeli official has said that it has opened the door to unpredictable risk scenarios. And it was rumored that Israel's retaliation 2 weeks later was the shutting down of a key Iranian port. So we've seen a little bit of tit for tat just a couple of weeks ago. We had the hack here. A lot of sites were hit, including our supermarkets and sites like Cofix and Aroma, which you know, many of us depend on for our stockings. I say that in jest, but you know, that's not underscoring, not for 1 second, the seriousness of.
But really, I was just going to say, attacking a port is not an indiscriminate act against civilian population that are all drinking water. I mean, that is still a massive escalation in action being taken by Iran against Israel.
There is a massive escalation, and that is actually a sign of war. I think any war general will tell you that any attack on any country's major infrastructure is an act of war. And it's not to be taken lightly. And I'm sure that there's a lot being planned, said, and investigated behind the scenes, which of course we won't know as ordinary civilians.
Sure. In the time that's remaining, you wanted to address George Floyd, the murder of the black man in America by a cop. At the same time permitting, I'd like you to perhaps also touch on Iyad Halak, because both these stories are incredibly upsetting.
Well, I think both these stories are not only incredibly upsetting, they are devastating and they are shattering, and it's time now to have very, very important discussions about race and race relations. And, you know, for all of us to watch the horrendous 9 minutes of George Floyd being summarily executed on camera by a police officer who's knelt on his carotid artery with his hands in his pocket, looking directly into the camera without any kind of acknowledgement or remorse, while George Floyd, and I say his name again because we must remember it, cried that he cannot breathe, and he cried for his mother. I don't think any of us have the words to express the outrage that we feel for that. And of course, the three cops that stood around and did nothing to stop this, they are just as complicit. But what this has done is this has put a very, very necessary conversation about race on the table, including here in Israel. And the, you know, the story in Israel of a young autistic man who reached into his pocket and was shot by an Israeli policeman. And this is not practice that is carried out by the Israeli police. And like many places around the world, Israel has had incidents of police brutality, but this cannot be allowed to become systematic as it has become in the United States. And, you know, while I'm addressing it, you know, I want to say that, you know, most of us support peaceful protest, but what we also have to condemn is the hijacking and the exploitation of horrific murders like that of George Floyd to also push other kinds of racist agendas. And I'm talking to you, BDS. The murder of George Floyd, you do nothing to bring him justice. You do nothing to honor his memory by perpetuating your own brand of racism and the destruction of property and the threats against other minority communities so that you can push forward an agenda is not fighting racism, and it is not honoring the memory of not just George Floyd, but the many before him who have been killed in this manner.
Rolene Marks, great to have you back again. I look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Same time, same place, same soapbox.
There you have it.